Hi, this is Dave Patterson with the Country Club reporting from Branson, Missouri for radio station Q104, and I'm visiting with Jim Stafford. Jim lives on Lake Taneycomo just outside of Branson with his wife Ann, son Schaefer, and a fuzzy bicho named Coco. Jim is known for such songs as The Swamp Witch, which he wrote and recorded, Spiders and Snakes, which stayed on the charts for 26 weeks, also My Girl Bill, Wildwood Weed, and Cow Patty, which was written for Clint Eastwood's movie Any Which Way You Can, in which Jim starred. Jim owns his theater in Branson and performs there all year long. Hi, Jim, and thanks for taking this time to visit with me. Jim, I just saw a very high-energy, talented-filled show, guitar playing that would get Chet Atkinson's attention. How do you get up for each show?
Well, Dave, I think there's two things that happen. I think one thing is that it's just exciting to have an opportunity to perform for people. And so it's not hard for me to be excited about this whole situation here, the opportunity with the theater and in Branson and the wonderful crowds that come here and all of that. And there's probably a certain amount of fear, too, you know, that makes you say, well, I want to do a good one out there. And, I think a lot of times people, fear of failure will make you do a good job. But I'm fortunate in that I love what I'm doing so much that it's not too hard to be excited about.
It really shows that you love it. You're a very talented individual. Actually, just taking the time out to visit with me shows me that you're a very down-to-earth, very easy getting along to get along with person. I certainly appreciate that, Jeff.
Well, thanks a lot. Now, you know, we kind of stumbled into this Branson deal back in, the first time I played here was in 1983 over at Roy Clark's place. And it took me a while to move here. We didn't move here until 1990. My wife Annie really was very instrumental in helping me move here. But we are delighted to be in this little town, and we have quite a few of our friends from Canada, from all over Canada, really, who come to Branson, and we're real happy to have them. As a matter of fact, we're hoping that some of our friends in the wintertime, I mentioned our new season in January and February, might want to come down. Maybe in the wintertime on their way to Florida.
Yeah, I heard you mention that in your show.
Kind of make us a little pit stop on the way.
Yeah, well, this is far from a pit stop as far as country music is concerned. It's dynamic. I'm very surprised and impressed with the roads, the way they've improved the traffic flow.
Yeah.
The high energy, the shows that they put on here is just unreal.
Yeah, it's just amazing that this little bitty town here would have 70 shows, and nobody can figure it out. How in the world did that happen?
Yeah, we said that was said on the bus coming down that they had 70 shows in Branson. And the lady on the bus said, "How in God's name are we going to see all those shows in 5 days?"
I'm telling you, I have never seen how people can see shows in this town. The other day I was talking to somebody from a tour, and they were a little bit kind of, I could see a little, you know the term, a little sleepy-eyed, you know. And I said, "You're a little bit tired?" And this nice lady, I was talking to her on intermission, she said, "Yeah, I'm a little bit tired. This is our fifth show today. The fifth show, and today.
In one day.
In one day, that's all five shows.
We've done three today."
You did three?
We've done three.
That's a lot of shows.
And we'll do a couple of days like that.
Yeah.
I know you're busy, Jim. I know it's late. You just finished the show, two and a half hour show. I very, very much appreciate your time. On behalf of the Country Club and radio station Q104 back in Sault Ste. Marie, Jim, thanks very, very much for your time.
I sure do appreciate it, Dave, and thanks for coming to Branson.
Appreciate it.